Zechariah B'choros Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud HaChashed Al HaShviyas. Somebody who is suspect on being over a Suri Shviyas, planting on Shviyas, or doing Torah, doing business with produce that grew on Shviyas. Ain't no Chashed Al HaMaisers. Such a person is not Chashed on Maiser Sheni. To sell Maiser Sheni and make it as if it was cool and it was not Maiser Sheni. HaChashed Al HaMaisers Ain't no Chashed Al HaShviyas. Somebody who is suspect on Maiser Sheni, that he sells Maiser Sheni and makes it as if it was Chulin, such a person would not be suspect on Shviyas to do Shor, to do business with produce that grew on Shviyas. The reason being, even though both of these things are also Minat Torah, you're not allowed to do business with Perish Shviyas Minat Torah, and so too, you're not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim Minat Torah. But each one of them has its own Chumrah that the other does not have. So maybe on one of them, he is not Machmer, but on the other one, he is. As Shviyas has a Chumrah in which you cannot redeem it, as opposed to Maiser Sheni, it could be redeemed, and instead of taking the produce to Yerushalayim, you would take the money to Yerushalayim. But Shviyas also has a Kula, which is, it does not have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, as opposed to Maiser Sheni, it has to be eaten Daska in Yerushalayim, so therefore each one has a Chumrah that the other one does not have, so therefore if you're suspect on one, that does not make you suspect on the other. HaChashed Al Zeh Ba'al Zeh HaChashed Al HaTarim. Somebody who's suspect on both Shviyas and Maiser Sheni would also be considered suspect on Taras, even though we have no reason to suspect him on Taras, but since he's suspect on Shviyas and Maiser, which is Minat Torah, he is also suspect on Taras, which is only Min Rabbanan, which is that he would be suspect that he sells Chulin non-Truma and says that it's Tar, even if it's really Tumah. As the Isser to eat Chulin Bituma is only Min Rabbanan, so therefore if it's suspect on something that's also Minat Torah, he's certainly suspect to sell off Chulin as if it was Tar, even though it's Tumah. The Yeshu who chashed al Taros, they no chashed lo azeh, velo azeh. And there are some that are suspect on Taros to sell Chulin as if it was Tar when it's really Tameh, but he would not be suspect on Shviyas and Maiser Sheni, as the Isser to eat Chulin Bituma is only Min Rabbanan, but that would not make him suspect on Shviyas and Maiser Sheni, which is Minat Torah. But there are some Taros in which somebody who's suspect on it would be suspect on Shviyas and Maiser Sheni also, which is to eat Truma Bitara, that's Minat Torah. So therefore, somebody who's suspect to sell off Truma as if it was Torah when it's really Tameh, he would be suspect on Shviyas and Maiser Sheni. Zakla, this is a general rule. Ka Chashed Al HaDavar Lo Dano V'lo Me'ido. Anybody who's suspect on a specific thing, he cannot judge for that thing, nor can he testify for it. And since he's suspect for it, he has no respect for that halacha, and therefore he cannot judge a case that is relevant to it, nor can he testify a case that is relevant to the thing that he is suspect on.
Which is, somebody is marked to behemoth to be used as a korban, and it became possible. It got a monk, now no longer can be brought as a korban. Instead, it would be redeemed from Hegdish. Somebody would give money to Hegdish, and he would take the behemoth for himself, and he would be allowed to shacht it and eat it. But there are certain special dinim. Since it was Hegdish before it was redeemed, even after it's redeemed, it has certain dinim of Hegdish. Even so, when the person who redeemed the behemoth wants to sell it, he can do so in the itlis, in the shuk, in the marketplace, and it would not be considered bizayon, a disgrace, for something that was Hegdish to be sold in the marketplace. So too, he can shecht it, but it lives also, it could be shechted in the marketplace, and it could be weighed with a litra. When he weighs it out, when he sells the basar, he can do so with a litra, with a regular weight. He doesn't have to do it with a shinoi, he doesn't have to change it from the normal way of weighing basar. This is not considered a bizayon for Hegdish. The reason being is that if a person would not be allowed to sell it and to shecht it in the marketplace or to weigh it in the normal way, he would not want to redeem it for the amount that it's really worth, as he would not be able to sell in a normal way, so therefore when it's redeemed, he would give less money to Hegdish, so therefore you're allowed to sell it and to shecht it in a normal way, and that way the person will redeem it for the full value. Chutz min habechor u'min ha'maiser shani yason lebala. With the exception of a korban bechor or korban maiser behema. When a bechor and maiser behema is sold, it has to be sold with a shinoi, and not the normal way. It cannot be sold in the marketplace, nor shechted in the marketplace, nor can it be weighed in the normal way by using a regular weight. The reason being that the hana, the profit of the sale, is labalim, it's to the owner. Korban maiser is not redeemed after it has a mum. Instead, the owner, with the owner of the Bechor is a Kohen, the owner of the Ma'aser Behemoth, the Balaam is the person who was Mafris the Ma'aser Behemoth. He's the one that benefits from the sale, not Hegdus, since it's not redeemed and no money is given to Hegdus. So therefore, since Hegdus does not profit from the sale, so the Rabbanan did not allow you to sell it in the normal way. This is a design for Hegdus, to display for Hegdus to sell it and to shecht it in a normal way. Psulei HaMukdashim HaNasim LaHegdus. As opposed to Psulei HaMukdashim, other Kabbanas, other than Bechor HaMaiser, the benefit of the sale is to Hegdus. The more you can sell it for, the more you'll redeem it to and give to Hegdus. So therefore, the Rabbanan allow you to sell it and to shecht it in the normal way. B'shechlem Mana K'neged Mana BaBechor. When you do sell Bechor, you can weigh one mana against a different mana. Meaning to say that even though we said before that when you sell Bechor, you're not allowed to weigh it with a literal, with a regular weight, but you're allowed to weigh it connected a mana, connected a different piece of buster that you know how much the weight of that buster is. You had already weighed a different piece of buster, and now you want to weigh connect or opposite it, the buster of the Bechor. That is allowed, and this is a shinoi, a change from the normal way of weighing it. So even by a Bechor, it would not be considered a bizayin lahegdish to weigh it in this way. Now the Mishnah says Bechor over here, it doesn't say Ma'aser Behemah. The Ma'aser Behemah cannot be sold at all. Only a Bechor could be sold. But a Ma'aser Behemah, even if it has a mum, you're not allowed to sell it. The Pasuk said Lo Yigael, and the Rabbanan understand from that lashon that you're not allowed to sell Ma'aser Behemah at all. Now, even though it says earlier in the Mishnah, Chutz min HaBechor min HaMaiser, and it seems to be saying that a Ma'aser Behemah you could sell, just you cannot sell it in the normal way in the marketplace. Mefarshim explained that's talking about the Ma'aser Behemah that belongs to Yisoimim, orphans, that they want to shut the Ma'aser and eat the Basar, but they can't eat all the Basar. And therefore, if they can't sell the remaining Basar that they can't eat, it would be a loss for the Yisoimim. So therefore, Rabbanan allow the Yisoimim to sell the Ma'aser Behemah even though the project says lo yigal, and we learn out from there that you can't sell. So it's an issur minat Torah to sell, so how can the Rabbanan allow them to sell it? The answer is the issur minat Torah to sell it is only before it gets the mum. But once it has the mum, it's only offered to the Rabbanan, and in the case of the Yisum, and the Rabbanan do not offer them to sell it.